Well, for those of you who do not know me, my name is Father Wesley Chavy, and I'm the director of the Office of Priestly Vocations for the Diocese of Dodge City. I really do live here in Dodge City, but most weekends I get to visit the many different parts and parishes of our diocese. But it is a particular honor and a treat for me to spend this weekend with you here at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe. You know, one of the greatest joys of my assignment is that I get to help young people, and really help all people, to think about what their particular vocation in life is. In other words, I get to help you ask the question, who does God want me to be? But I found out that one of the easiest mistakes to make when we try to answer that question is to think that our vocation is something we decide. In truth, it's not something we decide. It's something that we discover. God has already decided what each one of us was made for. In the gospel, God doesn't ask the 12 for their opinion. Hey guys, so where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What do you want to take with you? No. He had a very special purpose for each one of them, before they even knew who Jesus was. Now, you're right. We get to decide whether we follow it or not. One may decide to join the consecrated life. One may decide to get married. I decided to go to the seminary. But that's really secondary. Our first task is not to decide, but to discover. Now, in case you're still struggling to see the difference between the two, I want you to think of it this way. So I have in my hand this morning this shiny coin here. And I'm going to hide this coin in one of my hands. So let's see. I need someone who can help me out here. Let's see. Can you help me out this morning? Okay. This is pretty easy. It's a big place, so why don't you come up here so everyone can see you. There we go. All right. Just come right up here on the steps. And so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to hide this coin in one of my hands, and I want you to guess which hand it's hidden in. Can you do that? Okay. All right. Which one do you think it is? You sure? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, out of the generosity of my heart, I'm going to give this young man two guesses this morning. You want to guess again? Which one do you think it is? All right, very good, very good. Now, we're going to do it one more time, but this time, you get to pick which hand you want to put it in. Which hand you want to put it in? Okay? All right. Now, guess which hand it's in. That was a piece of cake, wasn't it? That's great. Thanks. What's your name? Brendan? Brandon. Brandon. All right, thank you so much, Brandon. You know, the second time, oh, yeah, you can go back to your place now. Thanks for your help. You know, the second time that Brandon guessed which hand the coin was in, that was pretty easy because he's the one who decided which hand to put the coin in. But the first time, he truly had to guess because I had decided which hand the coin would go in. You know, there are parts of our life that are meant to be decided, and parts of our life that have to be discovered. You know, we know that physically, don't we? You know, at the moment of fertilization, not just a baby's gender, but the color of his or her eyes, the color of their hair, it's already decided. Yeah. On the day that a baby's born, we don't decide what color his eyes will be. No, we find out. Now, you know, clearly some of you are trying to decide the color of your hair. But I won't point fingers or anything. You know, sometimes we treat our vocation as if we are both the decider and the discoverer. But the truth, as God told the prophet Jeremiah, is that before you were in the womb of your mother, he already knew who you were. Before Allie, who we'll baptize here in a minute, was even in the womb of her mom, he already knew who she was, and he already knew why she would exist. Our goal in this life, then, is to discover that purpose and to answer the question, God, who do you want me to be? But we need to be careful asking that question unless you really want to know the answer. And all I can say to that is, do you want to be happy? Do you want to be happy? Because God made you for a very special reason. And if I spend my life doing something other than the reason for which he made me, oh, it doesn't mean that you can't be happy. But you can't possibly be happy to the extent that he had planned for you. You know, I can use a screwdriver to hammer in a nail, and I might get the job done eventually. But it'd make a lot more sense to use it for the reason it was made. And the same goes for us. And don't worry if at first you don't get it right. You know, even Amos, the prophet in our first reading, didn't know at first that it was God who would make him happy. He thought he should be taking care of sheep and sycamore trees and stuff like that. So it shouldn't surprise us that we have to figure it out too. Can I give an example? In the year 2009, one of the top prospects for the Oakland A's baseball team was a young man named Grant Desme. He was the only minor leaguer to have 30 home runs and 30 stolen bases that year, and he was named the MVP of the Arizona League. But there was only one problem. You see, something in his heart told him that he wasn't doing what God wanted him to do. So before he could get a call up to the majors, he made a call to his coach, letting him know that he was leaving professional baseball to enter the seminary to study to be a Catholic priest. Now, I know that there are young men, even young men here at the cathedral, who God has chosen to be a priest for the Diocese of Dodge City. Before you were even in the womb of your mom, he already knew what color your eyes would be. He knew what color your hair would be. And most importantly, he knew why you would exist. Now, in some ways, that's a great relief. Whew. I don't have to decide. But it takes courage and it takes humility to realize that I'm not the decider. I'm the discoverer. Now, at the press conference after his announcement, someone asked Grant Desmay if he realized that he had hit a home run in his last game as a professional baseball player. He said, "Yeah, I did. But I also struck out twice." It takes humility and it takes courage to say, "I'm not the one who decides which hand the coin goes in. God has already decided that. I want to discover what his plan is for me."